With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Customs and Border Protection is expanding the use of technology to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel booms following the pandemic.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
The West Virginia United Students Union leading opposition forces against cuts at the state's flagship university.
The union organized protests, circulated petitions, and helped save a handful of teaching positions before 143 faculty and 28 majors were ultimately cut. West Virginia University in September cut its world language department and dozens of other programs and subjects such as English, math, and music amid a $45 million budget shortfall. Union members say they want to usher in a new era of student involvement in university political life. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A raft of agreements between African countries and Dubai-based company Blue Carbon could give the company control over large swaths of land for conservation projects. In Liberia, 10% of the country's land area is to be signed away. 20% will go in Zimbabwe. Activists say the previous projects on the continent have led to human rights abuses, including forced eviction of indigenous communities, and labeled them, quote, carbon colonialism. This is SRN News. A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez is seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January of 2022. The lawsuit also claims the hospital staff violated the patient's privacy rights when they reported the abortion to the District Attorney's Office, which then carried out its own investigation. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is daring police to arrest her under Scotland's new hate crimes law. Rowling, who is a vocal critic of transgenderism, is one of many people blasting the law, which makes it illegal to, quote, stir up hatred on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender identity. Rowling says freedom of speech and belief are at an end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal. This is SRN News. California-based 99-cents-only stores are no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink. A measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including former California Governor Jerry Brown. He is 86 years old. Movie director Francis Ford Coppola is 85. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett turned 70. This is SRN News.